Let's get to the business news now with Nona Peltier. Hi, Nona. Fletcher Building. Now, it's reported a weaker first half result, but it's kind of saying that second half's going to be better. Why is it feeling so cheery?
Well, look, it was profitable. So, first of all, its profit was down 8% to $82 million. Still pretty hefty first half profit, considering the troubles they've had over the last few years with various parts of their business, not least of all the fire that occurred at the International Convention Centre, which they're building, their Fletcher Construction firm. Anyway, their second half is going to be better, they think, because they had a soggy start to the first half. There was a lot of wet, which made it hard to do some of their roading work and so on. They think that also that the residential building consents are pretty steady and commercial demand is also strong. They say that they're also going to be quite buoyed by the $12 billion investment the government's planning to make in infrastructure. I spoke with Ross Taylor earlier today. That's the chief executive, not the cricketer. Just to clarify there. And this is what he had to say.
I'm quite positively disposed towards infrastructure. I mean, it's a very wet start to the financial year, which always impacts us a bit just because people can't do stuff. But in the broad brush, I mean, there's two things that are good for us. You know, we provide concrete aggregates and building products into the broader construction industry. So if infrastructure is busy, that is good for our business. And we actively work on the projects themselves through Fletcher Construction. So I'm very positive in that. And one of the battles you have is knowing there's a pipeline there, because they're big projects and you've got to stand up big teams. And if you can see a pipeline, you get more confident in being able to do that. So I think it's a good thing for New Zealand and a good thing for the industry, what the government announced.
And that's the chief executive of Fletcher Building, Ross Taylor.
OK, also reporting first half results today, Spark. What was going on with them?
Well, they made a pretty good profit. It was increased by 9.2%, $167 million in their first half, which is pretty strong. And that's mostly from mobile data sales, that sort of thing, cell phones, you name it. Their other divisions did well as well, cloud-based software. They have a number of services that they offer to businesses and so forth. Broadband, it was steady. That's kind of almost a loss leader for the telco industry, because you don't make a whole lot of money off of broadband connections. It's really the value is in the customers that you can win that way. So that company's share price, you would have thought, would have done probably better than Fletcher Building, but you would be wrong. No, the market really liked Fletcher Building's result, and their share price ended up 4.4% today, whereas the Spark's share price was up 0.2%. So both very positive for the market. And you might wonder how the market ended.
What numbers do you bring me today?
I have some more record-breaking numbers for you today. Yes, indeed. We hit another day, an intraday high of 11,993. That's almost that knocking on 12,000's door. But we ended up just over 0.3%. That's 45 points up to 11,981. Which is pretty good. The markets overall in the Asia-Pacific region ticked up a little, but not quite as strong as where we ended up.
And the dollar?
And the dollar is pretty steady. We're buying just under 64 US cents, 95.5 Australian and 49.2 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with our business news.